From a transmitter atop Great Blue Hill, this is WGBH, live, local talk, Boston Public Radio.
This is Boston Public Radio. I'm Callie Crossley. The gateway city of Lawrence, Massachusetts, has gotten a bad rap over the years as one of the state's poorest cities with high unemployment and even higher dropout rate, and a mayor that seems to have been embroiled in controversy since day one. The city's been called the City of the Damned. This year, embattled Mayor William Lantigua is up for re-election, and I'm joined now by someone who's running against him, Lawrence City Councilor Daniel Rivera. Welcome, Councilor.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
So why did you decide, what prompted you as you made your announcement last week that you were running against the mayor to jump into the race?
You know, we are a community that's always been, underestimated for a very long time. You know, I'm a Lawrence kid. I grew up on the streets in Lawrence, went to Lawrence school system. And you know, you get to a point where, you know, you say enough is enough, and I think this administration has failed us in many, many ways. And I say us generally as a community, administratively, failed us in a lot of ways, and that's part of it. But the other part of it, I'm really excited to do a good job for the city and for people in Lawrence. There's a good opportunity to get people that are really hopeful for the future, and I feel like when we're talking about this campaign, I'm more excited about making Lawrence better than you know, the reasons why we need a change. I mean, we do have an opportunity to bring jobs to the city and bring new commerce and help with the education process. So first and foremost, we do need a change in leadership because they've failed us in a lot of ways. But secondly, I think people are hopeful for a better future.
Well, I take your point that, you know, you're looking positively, but as people look at what's been going on in Lawrence under the leadership of William Lantigua, there's no question that there is a lot of controversy about how he's handled stuff. And quite frankly, people like yourself are mad about it. And I note that your 7 points of your campaign are respond, restore, rebuild, renew, refocus, regain, and repair. So that says that you are responding to something that you find, even if positively, untenable.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's bad now. It's been a long time coming. But I think about the image of the city. We need to do a better job of making the city reflect what's inside the city, and that's a group of hardworking immigrant families, young professionals, people that are working really hard to make Lawrence better, to build businesses there, to bring industry there, to help us in a lot of ways. And I think because there's so much negativity around the current mayor, that it takes away from the work of making that. I mean, you think about the redevelopment authorities in other cities and towns. You think about all the nonprofits in other cities and towns. They get a lot of very good positive attention. And we have that much energy happening in Lawrence, and all the attention goes to the negativity, you know, in the corner office. Now, when you're the mayor, you're the CEO for the city. You're the chief marketing officer as well as the person who can pave streets. You can't just do one of those things. And I think that when you think about marketing the city of Lawrence, you got to market it to the world. And I feel like me, you know, I went to the Army and I served in Desert Storm, so I'm an Army veteran. I got a sense of leadership skills there. I came home and I worked in public housing, a public housing project, and I learned how public sector works. Worked nights and weekends to get my my MBA. Work in the private sector now. You know, through the GI Bill, I was able to get my education. So I understand what's going on in that city in a real, real personal way. My mom came here from the Dominican Republic to work in the factory. So all that stuff, I feel like I have a really good story to tell about what's going on in the city and market that so people will come back to the city. So there's all this stuff going on that I think that is the impetus for running. But more importantly, I feel like Lawrence is at a point in its history where it needs a really qualified person to tell its story.
You responded last year when the Boston Magazine did a piece called Calling Lawrence the City of the Damned, and you said, we're damned hardworking, the damned hopeful, and the damned resilient, speaking of you and your fellow residents in Lawrence.
Yeah, it's it's really emotional because there's so much good going on. And, you know, I took it to heart because it was the magazine for the year, where everybody goes to figure out what communities are better than the other communities, and they put this awful picture of us. Now, yeah, I took issue with the form and the design of it, and some people have been rightfully so say some of the things inside of it are true, but there are more truths to be told about that, and that's why I wrote that story, and I think I carried with me a lot of feelings that a lot of people had, and honestly, that's the job of the mayor. And our mayor at that point wasn't in a position to refute it or to defend us in that way. And if you think about the battle axe that was that article in its effect, you need somebody to be able to defend you from that battle axe. And we have, you know, somebody who's compromised in a lot of ways and won't even talk to the press, never mind the compromised situation. So that hurts a lot. And that's why I think I responded to that way. And I think I got the sentiment of a lot of people in our community.
Well, I want to share with people that you're very emotional about this. I mean, you're tearing up while you're talking to me about this, because it's very upsetting to you to have your city misconstrued or only construed in one way when you know that it's broader, as you've said. So, and I want to also say, in your work as city councilor, you have already worked in a very specific way to make certain that you could uplift Lawrence, finding $500,000 to fund a police patrol. Talk about that.
Yeah, we had like a lot of communities in this nation, we had the crisis that was the Great Recession, and we also had at the same time, so federal coffers were down, state coffers were down, the economy was down, and we made some bad decisions about contracts that really hurt us. So at the end of the day, we couldn't come back from our commitments to those contracts, so we couldn't afford to have as many police officers. So we submitted a budget that laid off a bunch of people. That had to be done. As stewards of people's money, we have to do the smart things, and sometimes it's not, it doesn't feel good. But it also means you go through the budget in a way that leaves no fat on the table and make sure that everybody understands that only essential things get paid for. So on top of finding that close to $500,000 that we found to pay for more police officers, we also took a pay cut. 10% pay cut that the city council took. Now, the mayor didn't take it, but we asked them to do it anyway. But it wasn't really that much money, but it was symbolic that we were laying off 40 police officers. You got to say, hey, we're going to take a cut too. So as a chair of the Budget and Finance Committee through the worst time in the city's history, I feel like we did our due diligence. We found, and every year we made cuts. And we made cuts to stipends to boards. We made cuts to even some stuff that hurt our communities that are in need of some support. But at the end of the day is, how many police officers can we put on the street? How many firefighters can we put on the street? And are we going to continue to make bad money decisions that hurt us in the long term? So we've worked really hard. And, you know, it's not really easy getting nine people to agree on things. So that's another art in itself. And we've been very fortunate through our city council president, Frank Moran, he's actually a state rep now, he's a really good guy. We've been able to keep a good camaraderie, even though we don't always agree. But we, at the end of the day, we do what's right for the city. And I think we need a mayor that does the same thing.
I'm speaking with Lawrence City Councilor Daniel Rivera, and he is running against Lawrence Mayor William Lantigua for the mayor's seat. Now, you've just mentioned that you, as part of your responsibilities being on the city council, you're on the budget committee. And, you know, money has been a big issue for Lawrence, one of the poorest cities in the state. So you know where the bodies are buried.
Yeah.
Is that, aside from your love of your self-described love of the city and the people and what you your hopes for it, is that why you think you're uniquely qualified to be mayor?
I think I'm uniquely qualified because I feel like my whole life has prepared me for this job. I was a Boy Scout, Civil Air Patrol. I've been learning about leadership and bringing communities together in an effort to do good all my life. And I've been helped by those people that have come together to do good, Boys Club and things of that nature. And yeah, I mean, my MBA helps me. I mean, I know when we get our annual report, I know what questions to ask of these people. You know, I'm not, you know, I don't need to be scripted to talk to Moody's about our credit rating. I get what they're trying to do, and I get what we're trying to get across. This mayor claims some level of success in that area, but it's mostly Bob Nunes, the state fiscal overseer, who's been doing most of that work. If left alone, I mean, I call them training wheels, you know, because if he didn't have them, we would be going off the road. And for me, and you can ask Bob this question, when we're in those conversations, I'm putting him to task on what he wants us to do as a city and making sure that every money is being spent. And I think sometimes the overseer has shirked his job in that sense, because money is not just money. Money is also policy. So if we make money decisions, like letting police officers who've been indicted stay on as police officers and not taking that money away from them, you make a policy decision that tells people, hey, we don't care so much about what that looks like. So, yeah, we know where we need to go with this, at least financially, because I've been the chair of the Budget and Finance Committee. But more importantly, I know that there's a section of the balance sheet that hasn't been affected, and that's the growth. Mm. You know, we get very little growth in our city, and, you know, we think about every year, are we going to tax to the levy? Well, that becomes less of a question if you're bringing in more people from the more businesses who are going to pay more commercial property tax. So I'm interested in changing that conversation, too, that not just taxes, it's also about how do we increase the commercial base in the city.
Was it a hard decision for you to decide to run? Because at one time you were a supporter of Mayor Lantigua.
Yeah, it was really hard. I mean, I think we all were when he first came in. I think everybody wanted him to do well. We came out, we knew we had a $24 million deficit. We knew the prior administration had some problems. And I think people saw the first Latino elected mayor with high expectations. So there was a sense of pride in the Latino community that they had accomplished that. So, yeah, we're probably without, but soon thereafter, you knew right away that this is something was wrong there. And, I pride myself in having supporters from across the city. And when you totally ignore one section of the community, even though if you feel that that's what's happened to your community for a long time, that's just not an effective way to govern. So, yeah, it was hard in that sense, but more it was personally hard. I mean, I have a wife who's, not really into the political side, so this is all new to her. Mm-hmm. But she's made a commitment to me in my life in Lawrence, and so I that makes me even more excited about running because I got to make it be a better place for her. Mm-hmm. You know, her mom lives in Dedham, and her dad lives in Dedham, and they're in tune to what's going on. I always get the phone calls, but I want them to know that there's no worry that their daughter's in Lawrence and their kids are going to be brought up in Lawrence in a way that's safe and proud and all those great things.
So Commonwealth Magazine has already, in describing your campaign, called you the anti-Lantigua. And I wonder if you see, as you go out for votes, are you going for the pro-Rivera votes or the anti-Lantigua votes?
You know, I think that was a good article. I think she did it justice. I think I'm a marketer, so I know sometimes you got to make a headline, a subject line pop out of somebody so they can open the email or read it. But I think it was a good article. But when I go out talking to people, I'm talking about pro-Lawrence. You know, I think there's a sense of sadness that we've gotten to this point. But I'm talking about the good things that I'm doing. You got to make the case that there is a reason for change. There is the need for change. And we do that readily. That's why we have the 7 points to talk about every part that's being ignored right now. Things that you can't do because people from the outside just don't want to listen or come down to Lawrence. We talk about why there's a need for change. But more importantly, we talk about, hey, and I said this in my kickoff, I told people, if you've ever thought about a good idea for the city of Lawrence and asked why can't we do it there, or if you ever saw a problem that continues to exist in Lawrence and asked why does it continue to happen in Lawrence, and you want to be part of my campaign, because what we're going to do is we're going to come together and we're going to create the Lawrence we wanted, the Lawrence we hope for, and the Lawrence in the future. So I think we talk about that more. I think people will become more energized about it. But we do talk about the bad things. You have to do it. I think that I don't consider myself the anti-Lantigua, and I'm not going out for the anti-Lantigua vote. But I'll take every vote that will come my way. But I consider myself more like the pro-Lawrence candidate.
Lawrence City Councilor Daniel Rivera, who announced his candidacy at the mill where his mother once worked, is now going for the mayoral seat in his hometown. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've been talking with Lawrence City Councilor Daniel Rivera, who is running for the mayor of Lawrence, and we'll be interviewing all the candidates running in this race. The September 17th primary is coming up, and the election is November the 5th. City Councilor, and how can parking meters help the homeless? Boston City Councilor Ayanna Presley has that answer for you. Among other ways, she's aiming to improve city living. I'll be bringing you that conversation next on Boston Public Radio. I'm Callie Crossley. This is 89.7 WGBH.